A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Another day of training camp down as Mike and I were there today. Had a chance to catch up with Michael Penix Jr. You'll hear that conversation coming up at 5. We are broadcasting live, guys, from Hooters Mall of Georgia. Come on through. The Taj Mahal Hooters is where we hang out. We'll be here again on Friday if you can't make it out today. And Mike, as we kind of recap some things that were going down at practice today, the conversation, again, is still about Jalen Walker and what the Falcons are going to do, or maybe they don't do anything.
Yeah, like as we said, we gave you some of the names who can step up. You heard the conversation with Samson Ebukam. He'll be a part of a group. Can you money ball the replacement the way that the Braves did with Ronald Acuna in 2021? Can you get Braylon Trice to give you some production and resurrect his career after back-to-back knee injuries? Can you get some of these other guys, like Aziz Ojulari, former Dog, to step up? I mean, that's the question. And unfortunately, hanging over our heads, we just don't have any closure on what's going to happen with James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's everyone asks us, guys ask us every day here at Hooters or at practice, no idea.
No, we really don't. Tua took snaps with the first team, 11-on-11. Penix took his snaps at 7-on-7. We'll hear what Michael had to say about where he's at physically and in this journey to get back. But still, no word on when he may get clear. And I thought one of the interesting questions today as he spoke to the media before we actually had a chance to catch up with him privately, was, do you have a date? What's your next doctor's appointment?
He didn't say there was one.
Correct. Mike,
see, this
preseason starts next week.
Well, this is why, as I said to him in the interview, I said, you know, you got a lot of guys pulling for you, and they'd love to hear some, you know, something definitive. And look, he's not the doctor. He's got to, you know, deal with what the medical staff says. But as you and I tried to ask him three different ways, and you said, want to see a video of you pulling a truck? He's like, no, I'm not doing that. And I was like, well, hey, man, we're going to get you out there. It's like the sense of, I guess, I don't know, urgency. Like, we saw Bijan Robinson, like, he had ants in his pants on the sideline for the first 5 days of practice trying to get out there. I know it's apples to oranges.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just – I'm not saying that he's resigned to his fate, that Tua's going to have this job, and he won't be able to really be physically able to do it until midseason. And by that time, it's not like you're going to be auditioning for the job. Tua would have to really blow it, you know? And so, I don't know. I was having a hard time trying to get his energy where he was.
Yeah, look.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. Just being real with you. We both kind of looked at each other like, okay. All right.
I hope that, and my guess is he will be when it comes time. Get me in. Get me in. Get me in, right?
Right.
Pressing coaches to get me in. But that's not the sense that I get right now. It's almost, to your point, I'm going to do whatever they're telling me to do, and I'm this reserved attitude that I have about where I'm currently at, I'm fine with that. Either way, we'll hear that conversation coming up. A couple other things. Jesse Bates out for the second straight day today. There's not any report as to why. It could have been a rest day.
Right.
Because, you know, Coach told us that. Stefanski said, look, Jake Matthews going to get a rest day. Some of these veteran guys are going to get rest days. Maybe that was the case. Now, Jesse Bates was in his jersey, and he was out on the field, but he was not participating today. So we just found that a little bit odd because, again, Jesse's usually out there, but it may have been just a rest day.
Yeah, we saw Brian Robinson get dinged up a little bit. He was getting some treatment on the sideline, but it didn't keep him from being out there in practice. So, again, he's a tough guy. We spoke to him yesterday. That guy, you know, he goes hard in the paint, as they say. So Brian Robinson was out there. We got to see Avion Terrell with a pick. You know, he's just talking about, you know, what's he doing in practice. And as we said, the offensive line, the right tackle, let's just call it a work. work in progress.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Hey, we didn't mention this just around the league. Zay Flowers, Mike, gets his deal.
He got paid, yeah.
Ravens wide receiver. You just mentioned Lamar. We were talking about the quarterback situation and these new head coaches. 4 years, $140 million extension. The deal includes $108 million in guaranteed money. I'll just say this, and it is what it is, but I think this wide receiver market is inflated. I really believe it is inflated.
Yeah.
When you start looking at the numbers, these every wide receiver now, it feels like, Mike, is 33 or more.
And it's funny because Jerome, in one of his more salient points that he made today, a listener, goes, you know, Bijan, he's like, wide receiver, he should be making all the money. Is he the best player on the team? I go, well, yeah. He goes, he is the best player. So why isn't he making more money than Drake? I said, well, running backs have a shorter shelf life. And they have, you know, it's just now recently in the last 5 years, the running back salaries have come up, you know. Starting with your Christian
Bijan's
McCaffrey,
that. Yeah.
Right? You know, and you think about, you know, who's it? Also with the Ravens, former Titans running back. Everyone's kind of brought that running back market back up a little bit, but it's never going to be the same as an edge rusher, obviously not a quarterback. Wide receivers just make more loot.
They do, and I just think it's inflated right now because you're
Derrick Henry. Sorry, I was saying
Derrick Henry. Yeah, but all these guys, and Zay Flowers is a really good player. He ain't as good as Bijan. I'm just telling you.
No,
that's just what it is.
But again, hats off to you, Jerome. You made a good point, Jerome, that if he's the best player on the team.
It was the first time for everything.
The highest paid player, just not the way it works.
It's the first time for everything.
They are slated wide receivers to running backs. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to mention that, though. But Zay Flowers gets his deal, and that's a big part of what they're going to do with the Ravens and Lamar. All right, man, we got to talk some dogs. First day of practice for the dogs today. They were not in pads, according to Connor Riley, our buddy from Dog Nation. But, Mike, there was a lot to be seen. And, you know, I'll say this. This kid that got hurt on the ATV, Dante Dowdle, he's a transfer from Kentucky. I thought he was going to have a huge season for the dogs. I think his style of running and the way that he had impressed them.
Right.
But he's not recovered from that accident, and I don't know if he's going to be back anytime soon. And as it was pointed out today, you know, his absence is noticeable because the Bulldogs are currently without that big bruising back that he brought to the table. And so you start to look at this running back group. And remember, my thing for Georgia this year, if they're going to win it, you got to get back to running the football. You have to get back to being a successful run the ball down people's throats. You can't stop us. When Georgia was doing that, that's when they had the most success, Mike. And it opened up all those things, as we said, down the field. But I feel like the last few years, and the numbers back this up, they've gotten away from that. And so part of the Dante Dowdle injury, and remember, he got injured on an ATV accident, and they said
it was spent time at the Shepherd Center.
Yeah, it was head injuries and whatnot. And so I don't know if his kid's going to be back. But that's an area where you watched as camp gets underway again, not full pads today, but Kirby was getting after it apparently. Bulldogs open the season September 5th when they take on Tennessee State.
For what it's worth, and I'm not saying he was waving pom-poms, but we had Connor Riley on from Dog Nation last week. He was of the opinion that Nate Frazier and Chauncey Bones could be close to 1,000 yards each.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's run the damn ball, Mike Bobo. That's good. That's everything you just talked about. Let's hope that's the case. What do you think about the gimmicky uniforms? The kids love them. Great recruiting tool for some. Obviously, Oregon started all the multiple uniforms. Finally going to see Kirby go with an all-white uniform and white helmet.
You don't like it?
Well, I'm old
school. You like that traditional red.
I'm old school. I mean, I like
with the bulldog on there.
Georgia moving left to right. Silver britches.
That's right.
Red jersey. Red. You know, that's what I want to hear. But again, it's not for me. It's for 18 and 19-year-old kids. And Kirby did say if enough people came in and committed to glory, and they raised enough loot for Georgia, then he would be willing to do it. So Mark Richt was a big fan of it. One blackout against Auburn. Awesome. Blackout against Alabama, not good.
Yeah.
But Kirby's going to have him in a whiteout against Western Kentucky.
Look, I like the white uniforms. I did. I saw that earlier today. I was like, okay, it's kind of dope. I still like the black. I don't think you can predicate the what happened in the past on what's going to happen in the future. But when you've had a bad taste in your mouth, to your point about the Alabama game, you're reluctant to bring those jerseys back and say, all right, we're going to wear them. But, man, look, I to your point, if I'm a kid playing, I like to switch up. I like to have these different looks that we're going out and playing in. And you said it. Oregon attracted a lot of kids because they were like, we're wearing the gold, the green, the purple. And everybody's like, man, I get to wear those shoes. It's just a style situation for kids. But I don't have a problem with that as a fan. until your team loses and everybody blames it on the alternate uniforms.
Well, again, I was just talking about it with Day-Day, the first blackout, my buddy Captain Gary. I was lucky enough to be in the stadium that night when they beat Auburn and they play Superman. Soulja Boy, the unedited version. Gordon and I were talking about this earlier, and people are looking around like, oh, they're going with those lyrics.
It's a big
Superman,
hit.
That. Anyway, it's so with that, the players are going bananas on the sideline, and they beat Auburn. Unfortunately, when they did the blackout against Alabama, it was an unmitigated beatdown.
From the jump.
And they even tried to, like, remember they tried to even get, like, tight at the beginning of the game on the G at the 50-yard line?
From the jump.
It was ugly. But anyway, white on white against Western Kentucky. And, again, I just, for instance, FSU. I think to me that's one of the cleanest uniforms. You know, the gold with the red.
Wait a minute. FSU?
FSU's uniform.
Florida State?
It's clean. I never want to see I don't want to see all red.
I can't imagine you thinking that their uniform wouldn't be clean.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be clean.
I've got a lot of Florida State gear in the house. But, I mean, for instance, Georgia Tech. I've forgotten what Georgia Tech's base uniform is. They've had so many different uniforms.
They've changed up, too.
I mean, if you're an old guy, you remember what Eddie Lee Ivory was wearing, rumbling around the bend. But it seems like they've gone through a lot, the gold pants with the white. But, anyway, that's what the kids love it.
All right, let's talk about the college football playoff because the brackets potentially, these are, again, preseason projection brackets. I kind of like it.
Well, Andy Staples drops it, and I just saw Rusty Manziel retweeted it, and it's pretty funny. It's an interesting conversation. Let's have this conversation. Andy Staples has Georgia not winning the SEC this year.
Let me guess. Hook 'em.
But Texas doesn't win it either.
What?
Georgia wins. I'm sorry. Yes, Texas wins the SEC.
Oh, I was
but the
to
national
say.
Championship goes
to, come on.
To Georgia, and that the number one seed will be the Fighting Irish.
I believe that.
And he thinks the Notre Dame, and we'll give you all the things that Andy says is going to happen. He thinks Miami, or they should run through the ACC.
I agree.
He has got Michigan beating Ohio State in the first round, which is that would I don't know that means how that would play out and what happened in the regular season, but he's got Michigan as a 10, Ohio State as a 7. He has Georgia, and this is where it gets really fascinating. Georgia as a 6 taking on Indiana. So
Ooh.
Indiana would come to Sanford Stadium.
You know what? Now, I would love that. I would love that. And shut up, Kurt Cignetti.
I mean, is that something?
Oh, I'd love that.
He's got Texas Tech, and Day-Day referenced them earlier. He says the group of 5 or whatever the other guys are would be Navy, that Navy would be the 12. So they'd be taking on Texas Tech.
They almost got in a couple of years ago.
You're right. They
almost did.
Other schools that make the ticket, Oklahoma makes it as an 8 seed, takes on LSU. He's got Oklahoma beating LSU in the first round, so Lane gets them in, but they don't advance. He's got Notre Dame taking on Oklahoma and advancing all the way after beating University of Miami. Miami would beat a Texas Tech team that advances. The U gets taken up by Notre Dame. Georgia beats Indiana, Oregon.
Ooh.
Georgia then beats Michigan. Michigan beats Texas, by the way. That's how we get to Michigan. Here's
okay.
the charge. I want to give you.
You had me all the way up until that point.
He's got
right there.
Texas being the number 2 seed.
You had me all the way up there.
In a big bowl game. So, that you know, these are the guys who get the bye.
Yeah.
And he's basically inferring that bye week is going to crush Texas the way it's hurt Georgia the last couple seasons.
It's possible.
So, he's got Michigan and Georgia locking horns. Georgia wins, and Georgia beats Notre Dame in the national championship.
It's a hell of a national championship game. Let me tell you, Notre Dame is loaded. And this is not fool's gold. They have a great coach. They are loaded. And I'll be honest, I think the committee feels like they owe them for screwing them last year. So if they're close,
right.
they're in. But I don't
isn't
think
it in the paperwork now? It's in the new rules, right?
If it is.
Top 15, they're
in. Yes. So they're going to get in, but they're really good. But I'll tell you this, too. That Oregon team, this may be Dan Lanning's best team, Mike. I'm just telling you right now, like – that is a team that, as the season moves along in the Big Ten, do not be surprised if Oregon is leading everybody in every category. Dante Moore's back. They're loaded. I think they got 8 returning starters on defense.
Right.
Dan Lanning's team is going to be really good. If you were to tell me right now that Oregon would play Georgia in the second round of these playoffs,
right.
I'm all in.
So, again, guys, this is something Kirby brought up. And Andy Staples says it does help Georgia because basically Kirby said having the bye has not helped us the first 2 years
in
the Sugar Bowl. So you'll get busy taking on Kirk Cignetti. Imagine Indiana coming to Athens.
I just want any SEC team to shut him up.
Right.
Because he's acting like, you know what, like the Big Ten didn't cry for 20 years.
Correct.
And they did. And now all of a sudden, you know, the tide has shifted a little bit, and that's fine. But you don't have to pump your chest out. Kirby didn't say anything about the Big Ten when he won back-to-back.
No.
Didn't say a damn word about him.
No, I mean, hey, I'm sorry, Michigan, that you didn't make it. Wasn't it TCU upset Michigan, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was a really bad loss for the Blue. Either way, Andy Staples, it's on three. You can read it. Rusty Manziel retweeted it as well. So it would be, I tell you what, after all that yapping about the SEC, to have to come into Athens for Cignetti, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it would be great. All right, man, those are projections.
Just don't know where Cignetti gets the losses to put him in that position with that schedule.
Yeah, well, look, I...
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I think they have two potential losses on their Big Ten schedule. And you know, Connor Riley mentioned this yesterday, and it pains me to bring up Oklahoma. Pff, Boomer Sooner. But them coming to Athens, Mike, that is a game to watch. That's going to be one of those, you don't want to get caught sleeping if you're Georgia. That's going to be an interesting game.
Right.
All right, man, we got more to dive into. Coming up, we will talk more about what happened today at training camp. Also, we'll find out what Mike has coming up in some guy talk. But when we come back, hey, the Braves back on track. The question is, can they be consistent now that the team is set? We'll get into it next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.